Once upon a time there was a man, and he was in his car, and he just pulled to a stop by some traffic lights near a corner where, much to his surprise, he saw a boy, quite a young boy, just standing on his own. And the young boy seemed to have nothing there to do, and more importantly, didn't seem to have anyone looking after him. He was just standing there, vaguely looking up into the sky and then looking down at his watch and then looking up into the sky again. And the man sat in his car for a while and he just looked at the boy and he thought there must be somebody looking after that boy. Otherwise, he can't be safe out here on his own like that. In the middle of the traffic and in the middle of these streets, this can't be right. And so after watching the boy for a while and seeing that there really was no one looking after him, he got out of his car and he very gingerly went up to the boy and he said, hello there. And the boy looked up at him, said hello, and carried on looking up at the sky. I notice where's your mummy? The boy said, oh, I'm not with my mummy. Right, said the man, sorry, your dad then, where's your dad? No, he's not here either, said the boy, looking up at the man as if he really didn't understand him. Oh, so you're with your big brother, right? No, said the boy. No, I'm not. Or your big sister, or your aunt, or your... No, said the boy. I'm not with anyone. I'm waiting for my angel. And the man just stared down at the boy. Your what? He said. My angel, said the boy. Oh, look, here he comes. And the man looked up into the sky in the direction that the boy was pointing. And what did he see? But coming straight towards them, casting a huge shadow upon the ground, there was the most enormous angel he had ever seen. That's my angel, said the boy. Oh, he's here at last. And the man almost fell over backwards as he staggered away as this huge angel, beating his wings and coming to earth, gathered up the boy, and as the boy laughed and waved goodbye, the angel, whoosh, was gone in a flash. And for a long time, the man just stood there, gazing after them as they disappeared into the sky, with the draft of the angel's wings still blowing newspapers around his feet as he stood there on the pavement. Well, after a while he shook himself and he staggered back to his car and he thought to himself, I didn't realise there were angels. Could it be true? Could it really be? There's angels in this world? And when he got to his car, he was just mulling this over. And as he opened the door of his car, he was mulling it even more. And when he sat down in the seat of his car, he had the very distinct feeling that someone was there. Someone was very close indeed. And as he turned his head very carefully around, what did he see but sitting right there next to him? There was the most beautiful angel he'd ever seen. She had long silver and golden hair. And she had the longest pair of wings he thought he'd ever seen. And she was so lovely and all that why, he could hardly take his eyes off her. Well, he turned the key in the ignition and started to drive. As he drove away, he wondered, I wonder where I should take her. I wonder where I should take her.